Money.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round.
A mark, a yen, a buck or a pound,
a mark, a yen, a buck or a pound
is all that makes the world go around, that clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round.
Welcome back to Lunch with the Chamber with a special edition this Monday before the holiday weekend. And we have a special guest with us today from Maureen Gamricki from Shen Yun. Did I say it right, Maureen?
Yes, you did.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're here at WTAN Radio and the WTAN and the Tan Talk Radio Network. We're on the air live in Dade City out of WDCF, and we're also live out of our Zephyr Hills station, WZHR. And for the next hour, we'll be talking to Maureen about Shen Yun. Did I say that right? I know I messed it up last year.
No, you got it right. Shen Yun.
You're becoming a regular here, darling.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be back.
It's so good to see you again. We had a really nice chamber event last week. We got to talk to a bunch of people about Shen Yun and the event coming up.
Yeah, that was great. I think there was a lot of excitement and interest, and a lot of folks going to go and see this show.
Well, the thing is, some of our listeners have listened to us before, and some of them have not. So real quick, what is Shen Yun, and what do we do? What's that all about?
Well, it's a classical Chinese dance performance accompanied by a full orchestra of Eastern and Western instruments. It's a show that runs about 2 hours with an intermission, and each segment, which is very interesting and unusual for one of these dance performance shows, typical that you'd see in the Western world or even many parts of Asia or Europe, is that each segment is its own unique element of the whole performance, and it may be about a myth or a legend or an ethnic dance from anywhere from the plains of Mongolia to the mountains of Tibet to the lowlands of the Dai in southern China. So it each segment is its own little performance.
So you're promoting, or what visitors can anticipate would be the history of mainland China for like the last 6,000, 7,000 years.
Yes, yes. Traditionally, the dance evolved from the ancient martial arts. That's one of the forms of its initiation about 5,000 years ago.
Well, that's exciting. Now, I was fortunate enough to go to see this last year, but this is not your first rodeo. You've been doing this for years, haven't you?
Yes, yes. It's been in this area for about 7 years. It's all over Florida now, I'm happy to say. This year we're in 7 cities. And in the Tampa Bay area between the Mahaffey Center, where it's at this year, and the Straz Center, and including the Van Wiesel in Sarasota, it's been here for 6 years.
Well, that's great. And the thing is you can go every year and see something new.
Yeah, it's a brand new show, soup to nuts, new compositions, new dance, new costumes, new backdrops. It's phenomenal that a company can go through such change every year and come up with a brand new show.
So the people, the students, the young people that are performing, because there's no way I could do that. If I jumped around or danced like them, I'd break the stage. But these young people, they train for several months up in upstate New York. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. The dancers themselves train for years in order to be able to perform this type of dance, which is very unique. But they begin to practice after the show completes in early May. That's the last show for this season. They begin, after maybe a short break, training for the new show, preparing for the new show for the following year.
And there's people on the staff that have been able to do research to find out the exact dances that were performed in front of emperors and royalty in China, right?
Well, yeah, they do. They do research in many ways. One particular way that I found really interesting was the costumes that they use to represent the different dynasties. They've done archaeological research on the type of clothing that was worn, because very interesting in China is each dynasty changed. The emperor would introduce new fashion, new food, new music, new poetry, even new dance. So the costumes had a lot of significance, or the fashion had a lot of significance, and it was the essence of the culture was to harmonize heaven and earth. And so the tops of the particular fashion, the clothing, and the bottom were meant to harmonize, how they were tied, the lengths of the sleeves. They all had significance.
Well, we're talking to Maureen Gamricki from Shenyun. Shenyun is a...
Actually, I'm from the local Falun Dafa Association helping to host Shenyun. I'm not part of the company.
Right. I understand that. And you corrected me last year. So I'm give me another couple of years of this and I'll have it right. But Maureen takes care of promoting the local event here. She's got counterparts in every city around the country. And if you'd like to see the Shenyun event, when is it?
It's coming to the Mahaffey Theater. January 12th and 13th, that's a Tuesday and Wednesday night, two shows at 7:30. And then the other venues around Florida, maybe particularly for this audience, maybe as well, it's performing in Lakeland January 5th and 6th at the Lakeland Center.
Right. So we have WZHF, which is out of our Zephyr Hills station, that we're running some promotions for the Lakeland venue. So that's exciting. We're expanding our coverage for you.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
So, they can buy, if they wanted to call the show today, you can call 727-441-3000. I could get Maureen and you together this afternoon, and you guys can do ticket purchase over the phone.
That's
You'd be willing to answer questions, right?
Sure, sure.
So you can call the station here at 727-441-3000. If you're outside our toll-free area, it's toll-free. Our 800 number is 866-826-1340. I'll do that one more time. It's 866-826-1340. But Maureen can answer some questions for you if you have some about the event. But I was there with my wife last year, and I went with mixed emotions because I didn't know what to expect. I'm the kind of guy that would like to go hunting and fishing. Getting all dressed up to go to that event was different for me.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was great. We had great place, great seats. And something you told me was that the segments are, it's not like it's one long, continuous, drawn-out event. There's little segments, so each one was different. So while you're sitting there watching the first one, you start with anticipation, like, what can they possibly do next? So how do these segments work? I mean, what's that all about?
Well, it varies, but it's a two-hour show, like I mentioned, with an intermission, and every 6 to 8 minutes, it changes. And what changes at the beginning of each segment is we have MCs with the show.
Yeah, that was cool. I did not expect that. But the young man and the young lady,
yes,
the way they interacted with each other, and yes, then the way they interacted with the audience, it was worth going to see just the two of them. It was really a pleasure watching them.
They're very entertaining.
They're well-groomed to do that. Very
yeah,
well done.
And they converse in both Chinese and English. And so they tell the audience in both Chinese and English what they're going to see, what's coming up in the next segment.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So it becomes, in that way, it becomes very sort of, you learn about the culture. You kind of know what to expect. And for kids, it's absolutely fantastic because they can step outside and see a different culture and learn about a different culture in a very entertaining way. And you know, anyone who hasn't seen a different culture, doesn't understand, you know, what went to make up a different culture, what some of the principles are on that culture, some of the essence of that culture, that's what they'll see and that's what they'll find out from watching the show.
Well, what also I found fascinating were those individual singers, the ladies. It's like you can't imagine the voice that comes out of their bodies. I mean, they're these little, respectfully, tiny, petite, small-build ladies, and the voice just fills up the whole room. I mean, they don't even need a microphone. They're so good. I mean, last year was two of them, I think. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three. It depends on what the arrangement for the show is. An interesting thing about the singing is that they're trained in the ancient traditional Italian bel canto technique, and that's very unusual and very entertaining.
That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun to watch that. Now let's talk a little bit about the orchestra. I was fascinated that it wasn't a local bunch of guys that got together and read sheet music. These people actually travel with the group.
Yes, it takes significant training. All the compositions are originally composed, and it's Eastern and Western instruments. So it's a merging of that Eastern melody and the Eastern instruments along with the Western orchestration and the Western instruments. And so it's very unusual. All the compositions are originally written for each performance. So each segment has its own music that was originally composed for it. So you can imagine the type of training that goes into this performance. So each company travels with its own orchestra. And the orchestra is made up from individuals from all over the world.
Well, that's what I noticed. I mean, when I got my program, there were some people from Europe, some people from Eastern Europe, obviously some people from Asia, a lot of young Americans. I mean, this must be a great opportunity for these people to travel and see what they see and some of the nicest venues in the world.
Yeah, yeah. I've personally spoken with some of them, and they're fantastic folks. They play with their hearts. They know the importance of what they're doing to revive the ancient culture.
You know, again, it was really exciting. Now, there was some Oriental instruments within the band. So these instruments are not common in a local orchestra. So you'll actually be able to hear something, as well as the dance on stage and the singing, you're also going to hear some very unique instruments.
Yeah. There's a couple of instruments, the ahu, and I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing it right.
You're good. I believe you.
And the pipa. And the ahu is fantastic. The first time I heard that was actually at Radio City when they were first performing in New York. They now perform at the Lincoln Center in New York. But
oh, wow.
The first time I saw them, they were in Radio City. And that's a huge venue, you can imagine. And I had a family behind me of everyone from 7-year-old to grandparents. And the ahu was, they were playing a solo performance of it. And you could almost hear a pin drop in Radio City, which you can imagine. And it really was an instrument that took me on a journey. It was like listening to a human voice telling me a story. It was something you have to hear. I can't even describe it in words that do justify to the type of emotion and type of performance that is, to actually experience that.
Well, if you'd like to participate in what we're talking about, you're more than welcome to call in at 727-441-3000. I'll do it again at 727-441-3000. I know we've got some people listening outside our listening area on the computer. You can listen to us at tantalk1340.com. That's tantalk1340.com. And our toll-free number is 866-826-1340. I think we're going to take a short break, and Maureen and I are going to collect our thoughts. 60 minutes goes very fast here at WTAN Radio and the Tantalk Radio Network. So, Chris, let's pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Thousand years of Chinese music and dance in one night, declares the New York Times. Shenyun Performing Arts will take you on an extraordinary journey from ancient dynasties to the modern day. Experience the wonder of authentic Chinese culture. Experience Shenyun. Coming to the Mahaffey Theater, January 12th and 13th. Tickets at shenyun.com or call 888-974-3698.
Did you know there's a sprawling botanical paradise right in your own backyard? Come visit Sunken Gardens. Located at 1825 4th Street North, it's St. Petersburg's oldest living museum. This 100-year-old garden is home to some of the oldest tropical plants in the region. Unwind as you stroll through meandering paths, lush with exotic plants from around the world. Explore cascading waterfalls, beautiful demonstration gardens, and more than 50,000 tropical plants and flowers. Sunken Gardens provides garden tours, horticultural programs, special events, field trips, weddings, private or corporate rentals, and much more. Call 727-551-3102 for more information. That's 727-551-3102. Sunken Gardens, 1825 4th Street North, right in the heart of Old Northeast St. Petersburg. Call 727-551-3102.
Did you ever think about hosting your very own radio show? Here's how.
Hey, Tampa Bay, did you know you can have a one-hour program on the Tantalk Radio Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations? That's right. We'll put you on the radio for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many stations. Check it out today. Use your program to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business. Call Lola Jean, the broadcast queen, 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola Jean now to check out your Tan Talk Network program. In addition to network radio, we'll stream your program in audio and video all over the world. Call Lola Jean now, 727-510-7622. Call today. Your network one-hour program can start tomorrow. Broadcast your message in audio and video on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Have you been struggling with family conflict, depression, or trauma? Has something been keeping you up at night, causing excessive stress and worry? Tune in to Moments of Clarity every Wednesday night at 8. After over 10 years as a psychotherapist, I realized how important it is to take the stigma out of seeking professional help. So tune in Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. The call to me can be a great first step. It may just be exactly what you need to hear.
Hi, this is Tim Del Toro.
And I'm Lou Angelwolf, and we are the Grease Gurus.
Our show is broadcast every Saturday morning live at WTAN, Tan Talk Radio, 1340.
That's 10 o'clock every Saturday morning for an automotive forum that is flavored with humor and insight.
We encourage you to call in and be part of the Grease Gurus show.
We'd love to have you, and we will certainly help you find your inner grease.
This show is sponsored by Tim's Performance Service Center in beautiful Tarpon Springs at 906 Verona Place, and you can reach us personally at 727-543-1601.
Aha.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tan Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Alex Petroski. This is a special edition of Lunch with the Chamber here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. We're with our special guest today, Maureen Gemricki. She's helping promote the Shen Yun Orchestra
Performing Arts
Performing Arts event that's coming to the Mahaffey Theater again this year in early January. So, Maureen, tell us when this event's going to be happening so our listeners can plug in real quick.
Sure. It's coming to the Mahaffey Theater Tuesday and Wednesday, January 12th and 13th, 7:30 shows on both nights.
Plenty of tickets?
There are still good seats left throughout all the different areas of the theater that you like to sit at. So,
well, I tell you, last year the front was really packed solid. I mean, there wasn't a lot of room down front. And I'll tell you, the closer you get, the better off you are. You can experience the orchestra. It's right down in front. You can also experience what's going on stage. You can actually see the whites of their eyes, as they say.
the show is phenomenal because it is such a big stage. There's only a couple of theaters in the area that we can perform, or Shen Yun can come to perform, because it does need a big stage. There are over 40 performers dancing and up to 45 in the orchestra. And then the backdrop combined, it's all together, so it's a phenomenal night of.
Well, you just brought up another important point. There are 45 performers on the stage at one time.
40 to 45, depending.
That's a lot of young people. And the costumes. I mean, you just don't go down to the local Walmart and pick up these costumes. It must be an event just to keep them, just to build them, so that they all fit.
Yes.
To maintain them. And then you must have a sewing crew just to follow you around.
Yeah.
Because there's no way they can keep them all together with the way they move around out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the costumes are all handmade and tailored individually for each performer. And for four companies to travel worldwide, you can imagine the work that's involved that goes into support this. And the costumes change with each, as we mentioned earlier, 6 to 8 minute segment of the show.
So there's got to be about 20, 25 different costume changes throughout the event.
Yeah, just about.
Wow,
just
that's about a lot. And then the their makeup, their facial features. Each time they change their wardrobe, they have a different look.
Yes.
So the faces have to be redone again.
And the hair.
That's amazing. I mean,
different dynasties. A new emperor came in, everything would change, including the clothing and the hairstyle. So in addition to the different types of costumes to represent that, the different hairstyles as well.
Well, when I was a kid, I was the kind of guy that when I got a gift, I would take the thing apart because I wanted to know how it worked. I didn't just read the directions and use it. I want, like my drill right now, I've taken my drill apart at home and it's laying out on the workbench because I want to know how it works. It broke, but I want to fix it, but I want to know how it works. I sit there watching these people do what they do, and I'm thinking, how the heck do they go from that costume to that costume to that costume and all the different makeups that go involved in it? I'm sitting there going, how do they do that? it would almost be worth it selling tickets for backstage just to watch this thing.
It is. And the amount of discipline that goes into that, this kind of performance is just amazing. That's why, you know, people and artists from around the world who have seen this show are truly amazed by this. And you can go on to shenyan.com and you can see some of the artists around the world and their thoughts and reaction to seeing this show.
So that would be shenyun.com, shenyun.com, shenyun.com.
Yes, correct.
I got a, also you got, there's a website here, tickets.shenyun.com. Is that where like people can order tickets online?
Yep, you can go to, yep, you can go to tickets.shenyun.com or you can go to shenyun.com and look for the name of your city.
Yeah, I got the website here. You got shows going on in Houston, Oklahoma, Utah, another Salt Lake City, Utah. You guys are all over the place.
Yeah, over 100 cities worldwide.
So, just curious, how do you move all these people around? Do you guys have like buses and tractor trailers that move your equipment?
You name it, they do what it takes.
Hiking, whatever it takes. That's amazing.
Yes.
That's real, but you know, it all shows the commitment when these people get on stage. You can see that when they're up there, it is showtime. You know, it is the, we're here to do a performance, and it's perfect. There is, again, me, the guy that wants to see how it works, there's no flaws in these events. These kids and young adults, I mean, and I'm saying kids and young adults, you don't have 55-year-olds up there like me. You know, you've got, it's all young people that have committed themselves to the arts. Some of them have left China to come here to do this. Am I correct?
Yes, that's true.
The portfolios in your brochure, when you get to the event, you got to get a program, get there early, and really sit there and study the program. The program has also got some really good, interesting information about some of the key performers, and some of them left China to do this. And from what I understand, some of these dances are not performed in mainland China.
No, this particular performance, Shenyun Performing Arts, does not perform in China yet. It performs everywhere else, almost, around the world, but it is not allowed in China.
Yeah, from when, last year, the lady, do you remember her name? You remember the lady that was on?
Yes,
she,
Grace.
She spoke about China and how some of these things are not allowed in the culture right there, right now.
Right.
So the Shenyun organization is trying to promote traditional Chinese culture, and who knows, someday they'll be able to perform in China some of these original cultures.
Right. In 2006 in New York, this group of artists came together and created the Shenyun Performing Arts, and their mission is to revive the essence of the ancient culture, something that has on the brink of extinction, as many know, and some of the younger people may not know, with the communist regime taking over China in 1949, they systematically brutalized the cultural environment across China and tried to eradicate it. And so that's the primary mission of this group, is to revive the ancient traditions, the ancient essence of the culture, which is things like honor, integrity, filial piety, all sorts of virtue that in ancient China, all artists cultivated individually, all key members of society cultivated individually, everything from meditation to being a good person first and a performer second. And these performers take that to heart, and you feel it. And that's why they're so dedicated, and they're exceptionally professional in the way they perform. And to see that with a combination of the heart that they perform with is just amazing.
Exactly. Well, you're listening to the Tan Talk Radio Network. You're listening to us here in the Clearwater Station out of WTAN, or you could be listening to us out of WDCF out of Dade City and WZHR out of Lakeland. I'm going to do a little what they call a shameless plug. I know we're here to talk about St. Pete, but if the folks that are out in the Zephyr Hills area are closer to Lakeland, we have the same event going on in Lakeland come the end of February. Am I correct?
Nope, the beginning of January. Actually, it's the first city on the tour for Shenyun coming to Florida. So they begin in Lakeland on January 5th and 6th.
Oh, wow, okay.
And
so that's coming up quick.
Yeah, I'll quickly run through the other cities.
Great,
because
go ahead.
Anywhere you can see this is an advantage for yourself. Lakeland, January 5th to 6th. Fort Lauderdale, January 8th to the 10th. Jacksonville, January 16th to the 17th. Melbourne, January 20th, Venice, February 6th and 7th, Orlando, February 9th and 10th, and of course, St. Petersburg, January 12th and 13th. And you can go on to shenyun.com and see what venues these particular cities are Shenyun is playing at, performing at.
Well, again, they're the first rate. They're the first rate facilities, because here in St. Pete, the only one you can perform in is the Happy Theater.
Correct.
There's no place else big enough to handle it.
Correct.
That's great. So, what's your favorite one? Are you allowed to tell me what your? Are you like my mom? You love all eight of your kids the same.
I like them all. You know, I've been to several of them, including the Mojave, and I love the Mojave. The acoustics are great. It's almost an intimate theater compared to the big New York theaters where this show performs at. You know, compared to like the Kodak Theater in L.A. where Shenyun has performed at, this is a small theater. Compared to Royal Albert Hall, it's a relatively small theater, although it has everything we need, and it's a great theater. In fact, there are some seats that you can't see the backdrop, and so therefore we block those seats because the backdrop is integral to the whole performance. It's an animated backdrop that the dancers actually go into and come back on the stage. As strange as that sounds, this group pulls that off, and it is just so entertaining.
Okay, we've got a caller, but before we go to the caller, I want to ask you something about the backdrops. We talked about how the costumes are all developed every year for the group. Are the backdrops reused every year?
Yeah, they're digitized animated backdrops, and they're new every year.
They're new every year? Are you serious?
Yeah, the projection system is state-of-the-art, unique system that was particularly developed for the Shenyun Performing Arts, and it is fantastic. It's something to see.
Wow. Well, we've got a caller on the phone. Who's there waiting for us? Is it Josh?
Yep.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling in. We finally get to hook up on our special edition of the Lunch with the Chamber.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
Well, that's good. That's good. So you're with AAA. Is this AAA of St. Pete or Tampa Bay? Which one are you with?
Well, actually, I'm AAA, the Auto Club Group, and we cover it all. So we kind of cover St. Pete, Tampa, the entire state.
Well, that's good. So how long have you been with the AAA?
Well, I've been here for about a year and a half now, and just loving every minute of it. It's a great company to work for, and do a lot of good things for the community as well.
So do you have anything going on for the holidays that we should tell our listeners about?
Well, you know what? If you're looking for some last-minute gifts, one of the things AAA has is, I think a lot of people know you can get discounts on theme park tickets or get those instant discounts if you show your AAA card. But one of the programs we have is called AAA Dollars. And what you can do is the easiest way to actually pay for your membership when you renew. One of the ways you can do that is by stopping into the plastic Christmas gift at the local branches, like a gift card. You purchase the gift card at a local branch, and you can actually earn up to 5% back in AAA dollars. Those dollars go to help pay for your membership.
That's pretty cool. That's kind of like the Discover and American Express and Visa and MasterCard and all those other guys. You get like a rewards program.
Exactly. No, that's exactly it. And one of the other things that we do with the program is partner with a lot of local, like restaurants and businesses. So we really like to, partner with those, smaller guys as well. One of our favorite partner restaurants in the area is Queen's Pizza. I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but when you order something at Queen's Pizza, like, obviously a pizza or one of their meals, you get 10% back in AAA dollars when you show your AAA card there.
Well, that's a shameless plug, because somebody dropped off a Queen's Pizza here over at the radio station about 45 minutes ago. Did you have something to do with that?
Hey, you know what? We did. We thought you guys should try it out. You know what? I have to say this. I probably shouldn't say this, but I haven't had the opportunity to get over there yet and try it out. But I hear it's fantastic from everyone that has. Tell me, how is it?
It is unbelievable. Chris is our expert food tester here at WTAN and the Tan Talk Radio Network, and he gave you two thumbs up. So you did something right, man.
Well, see, there you go. See, if you ever stop by there now on your day off or want to go grab a pizza, not only can you get some delicious food, but you can also earn up to 10% back, towards your membership.
So how do people find out about the rewards program? Do they call you or they call the local number? Who do we talk to about be part of that?
Well, you can call me anytime. If I can try and help you out, but really the best way, 24 hours a day, is to go to the website. Go to AAA.com. And there you can go to the online shopping mall and even shop at different retailers. If you're like me doing your Christmas shopping, you can earn AAA dollars by going to AAA.com and shopping at places like Walmart, iTunes, QVC, all online and earn, you know, certain percentages from, you know, about 3 to 5% in our AAA Dollars program.
I got to tell you what, you sound like you know what you're talking about over there at AAA. Maybe we should get you and somebody else as a guest on the Lunch with the Chamber one day, and let's talk about all the wonderful things that happen at the AAA.
That sounds fantastic. I mean, we do all sorts of things. You know, I think people always think that, you know, it's just you get your AAA membership and you get towed when you break down. But, I mean, we have discounts. And the other thing is, if you, when you stop by the branch to pick up those gift cards, you also do all sorts of things, like pick up luggage, traction, movie tickets, and even get a quote on your, you know, insurance while you're there.
Well, I got to tell you, I've learned a lot about AAA over the years. I'm a member myself, and I thought it was just triptychs. Are you old enough to remember what a triptych looks like?
You know what? I actually do remember my mom used to love going into the local AAA branch and we'd get the maps and we'd go over, plan out our route, and then we'd get the triptychs for going on our different road trips and everything. So I do remember them. I'm guilty to say that I don't necessarily do that anymore, but it is fun to sit there and actually see the physical map and, you know, be able to travel on your route, see all the different, you know, things that there are.
My favorite memory when we go on vacation would be going to AAA, get the triptych, and watch the ladies right upside down. I know it's goofy. Everybody here at the station's laughing at me, thinking I'm crazy. But yeah, that was the coolest thing about going to AAA is getting the triptychs and watching the ladies right upside down. Well, Joss, I'm glad you called in. Thanks for the pizza, man, and tell the people over there at Queens. And let's hook up and let's see if we can do a show for AAA.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks. All right, well, thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for being part of the chamber, sir.
All right, you have a good one.
Hey, Maureen, thanks for letting those guys cut in. They're really good, and they bought us lunch today.
No problem. They should just
buy tickets to go see Shane.
Okay, Josh, are you still listening? You got to buy some tickets. Oh, we lost them. Man, the shameless plug, we missed it. Well, Josh, you're probably still listening. So, yeah, buy some tickets for Shen Yun. You give Maureen a call here before the end of the show, and we'll get you all hooked up. So, Maureen, the band, we talked about the orchestra. We talked about the backdrop. We talked about the travel. Is there anything... You know, one of the things we didn't talk about is it's good for kids.
Right, right. You know, for kids to experience a different culture, even in a short two-hour window, is amazing. I think the current educational system's understanding that today and trying to expose kids to cultures all over the world, not just our homegrown culture. You know, even Steve Jobs traveled to India at 17. Why did he do that? To experience a different point of view, a different dynamic. And, you know, it can only help in this world today when there's so much competition and with such a global world that even, you know, kids can, if they can experience a different culture in any way, can only benefit from it.
Well, I'm sure you've heard of Jacques Cousteau. He was a real famous oceanographer, had the Jacques Cousteau specials on the local TV stations, ABC, NBC, CBS, back in the day. And when Jacques got up into his 70s and 80s, he said that if he had a plan for the world, he would have, when kids turn 12 years old, he'd have them go live with families in other countries and then do like an exchange program, mandatory, that everybody would have to exchange their kids. Because when people get to know each other in other parts of the world, less likely for them to be hostile with each other, because now we got friends. Right. And that's what this group is trying to promote, is friendship worldwide. And you can see it. Right. Just the joy and the fun and the excitement. I mean, by the time these people get to the show in St. Pete, they've probably done several weeks on the road already. But they act like it's their first day on the job.
Correct.
They're acting like it's their first event.
And one other point to make about the show is that, you know, the first time I saw it, I had never seen anything like it before. A lot of people make that comment. And because of the mission of the group to revive the essence of the culture and the virtues that were involved in the performing arts, their stories are about good things. Their stories are about honor and integrity. Their stories are about good rising over evil. Their stories are everything about, you know, some of those ancient principles. And they do it through a dance without speaking a word and music. And, you know, they learn about things like the ancients believed that, for instance, music had the power of harmony. With harmony, it had the power of healing. And, you know, even the Chinese word for medicine comes from the Chinese word for music. You know, if some kid learns that and takes that to heart and really hears that elegant, beautiful music and sees what it does and feels what that does, that's an experience you can't get from watching a flat screen.
And well, we're talking to Maureen Gimricky. She's helping sponsor the Shen Yun, I keep messing up,
Performing Arts.
Shen Yun Performing Arts event that's going to be happening at the Mahaffey Theater. There's two of them going on. There's one over in Lakeland, and there's also going to be one here in the St. Pete at the Mahaffey Theater. The Mahaffey Theater event will be on January 12th and 13th. That's a Tuesday or a Wednesday evening. Tickets are available, but I got to tell you, you want to get the good ones down front because you want to experience the facial features and how beautiful these costumes are. Well, Chris wants to pay the bills again, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to your commercial that's been playing on WTAN the last week, and it's going to be playing right up until the event. So, Chris, why don't you pay the bills, and let's talk in a few minutes.
Did you ever think about hosting your very own radio show? Here's how.
Hey, Tampa Bay, did you know you can have a one-hour program on the Tantalk Radio Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations? That's right. We'll put you on the radio for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many stations. Check it out today. Use your program to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business. Call Lola Jean, the broadcast queen, 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola Jean now to check out your Tantalk network program. In addition to network radio, we'll stream your program in audio and video all over the world. Call Lola Jean now, 727-510-7622. Call today. Your network one-hour program can start tomorrow. Broadcast your message in audio and video on the Tantalk Radio Network.
5,000 years of Chinese music and dance in one night, declared the New York Times. Shen Yun Performing Arts will take you on an extraordinary journey from ancient dynasties to the modern day. Experience the wonder of authentic Chinese culture. Experience Shen Yun. Coming to the Mahaffey Theater, January 12th and 13th. Tickets at shenyun.com or call 888-974-3698.
Hi, this is John Austin, host of the book club on the Tantalk Radio Network. I spent 35 years in publishing, and today I want to tell you about a book that can change people's lives. The book is No Cash, No Problem, and the author is Dave Wagenford with Ali Pervez. Dave Wagenford is one of the greatest barter experts in the world, and he's bartered over $500 million worth of goods and services. If you want to remodel your house, but the cost is just too high, or maybe there's an automobile that you've dreamed of owning, but thought you never could afford, this book will tell you how you can do both of those things, plus hundreds more with little or no cash and without going into hock for the rest of your life. Maybe you're a business owner with a cash flow problem that leads to low or non-existent profits. Read this book and see how you can increase your cash flow and your profits by time-proven techniques. The book, again, is No Cash, No Problem, and you can buy it now on Amazon for just $7.98 for the ebook edition. Do yourself a big favor and buy it today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're back at WTAN Radio and the Tantalk Radio Network. We're broadcasting live out of Clearwater, Florida, but we also are listening in on WDCF in Dade City, and we're also listening in on WZHR out of Zephyr Hills. So welcome back to the Tantalk Radio Network with my special guest, Maureen Gimricky from Shen Yun, the Chinese Oriental performance that'll be coming to town this coming 2016.
Yeah, again, we're the local hosts, and I'm with the Falun Dafa Association of Florida to help host Shen Yun here locally in Florida.
You mentioned Falun Dafa?
Falun Dafa Association.
What's that? Tell me a little bit about
it's
that.
It's a meditation and exercise practice.
Oh, wow.
And that's
okay.
How I originally became interested in this performance. And I saw the value in that meditation and that Eastern exercise.
Well, folks, when we take a break, you're probably wondering what we do during our 2 or 3 minute break. But we were talking. But Maureen, that's something I did not ask you. How did you get involved in this? Because you are going sun up to sun down. You're over at the International, aren't you at the International Mall
yeah,
selling tickets?
Yeah, we have tickets? A kiosk outside at the International Mall. We're kind of a grassroots volunteers. We have a grassroots campaign to to get the word out, which I'm sure to some may not appear too grassroots. We take advantage of everything we can, media, radio, TV, news, events, word of mouth. Word of mouth is one of the key things, because every day at the mall when I'm talking to people, I hear people say, I saw that last year, it was great, I've seen it 2 years in a running, well, how can I get tickets again? I saw it in Chicago, I'm here this year, I want to see it again.
Well, you know, I've learned in marketing, this is going to Bryan Stratton Business School up in Western New York, but they say that 80% of the people go back to the same place over and over and over again on vacation. It's, you're always looking after the 20% to get them to try something new, and then they tell their friends. So I'm suggesting, folks, go see this thing, because once you go once, you're going to want to go again and again. I mean, it's that beautiful. Last year when I went, I didn't know what to expect. So this year, I want to go and just enjoy it, because now that I know what to expect, I can sit back and enjoy the performance. Because, again, I'm the guy that wants to see how it all works, so I'm trying to look behind the stage. How are they doing that? How's that thing working? Where's the projection coming from back here? Because the graphics on that screen were out of this world.
Yeah, a lot of people have told me, you know, they actually feel good coming out of the show, and that's no wonder. You know, I mentioned earlier before the break about the healing power of music, and the ancients truly believed that, and the harmonization. So you go see the show once, and you definitely, you know, we want to see it again. It's phenomenal. It's like going to another world for a couple of hours.
It is. It's an amazing event. And then we're talking about young people. We recommend 5 and older.
Yes.
But it's enough. It's enough change up and enough things happening that you can keep the attention of someone 5 or older, and they could actually enjoy it and be able to tell their family and friends that they were there and have a memory.
Yeah, Shenyun Performing Arts has built this show in 6 to 8 minute segments over the 2 hours with the intermission. And that's it's phenomenal, because at each 6 to 8 minutes, everything changes. The costumes, the music, the backdrop, primarily the dance. So it completely changes every 6 to 8 minutes. It might be a myth or a legend. It might be a dance about a dynasty. It might be an ethnic dance from the mountains of Tibet. And so it keeps kids' attention, keeps my attention, and with the MCs explaining in Chinese and English at the beginning of each segment, is educational too, and educational in the sense that you don't really even know that you're learning something new.
Well, earlier in the show we were talking about it would almost be worth selling tickets to backstage to watch what goes on, because so much activity goes on during this event. And you have to be there to appreciate it. The tickets are economically priced. You got all different price ranges.
Yep. We cover all budgets, yes.
Personally, I'd sit down as close to the front as you can. It is absolutely the coolest thing. I mean, when my wife and I were there, we could actually look down into the orchestra pit and actually see the people playing the instruments, and I've never experienced that before in my life. So it's just firsthand, hands-on. You're immersed into the event. It's an absolutely great opportunity to see.
Yeah, the last couple of years I've noticed with the live orchestra that travels with us, if there's any kids within the first rows or even midway back into the orchestra, when the MCs give you a little flavor about the instruments in the orchestra and they tell you, they play a little and tell you what the instrument is, the kids all pop up. You know, you can see them like gopher heads. They're all standing up to peek in and see this orchestra. So, you know, they're not sitting down sleeping and squirming. They're into the show, and you can see that.
That's really great. That's really great. Now, the people that perform, we talked about them being young. They're pretty much in their 20s, most of them, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, mostly young people.
The Chinese dance is very athletic. It is a classical dance. This is not a circus. This is a classical dance. Mm-hmm. And it's very athletic, originating from acrobatics in the martial arts, which was the origination of some of the dance, the flipping, tumbling, twirling techniques. That's one component of the dance, which takes a huge amount of discipline. And it's very interesting for young dancers to see as well. It's a very different type of dance.
Now, I earlier asked you how you got involved with this, and I think we got off. What lit your...
Well, the first time I saw it, I mentioned I saw it at Radio City.
Right in New York.
Yeah, in New York, and this was 8 years ago. And it was just phenomenal. I was up there for business. And since then, I got transferred down to Florida for work, and have been volunteering to bring it to Florida, different cities around Florida, of which, you know, as I mentioned, there's 7 cities this year, which you can find out on shenyun.com.
Yeah, we can go to tickets.shenyun.com, or you can go to shenyun.com.
Correct.
It's so if you're not sure how to spell it, folks, it's S-H-E-N-Y-U-N. It's S-H-E-N-Y-U-N.com. I'm going to ask you how good your memory is. The lady that was here last year, she said it was pronounced differently. I'm giving it in English. How are you? I don't want to embarrass you now, but
Shenyun.
Yeah, it's got a. Yeah, it's not Shenyun. It's Shenyun.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. She was real. She took it really to heart that she wanted to say it right. But then again, that's what this is all about: bringing culture. And doesn't make sense to bring it wrong.
Just a quick plug for those who don't have online access, who might be listening to the radio.
Good.
You can call a hotline number for your tickets as well and pick them up at the theater or have them mailed to you. And that number is 888-974-3698. Again, that's 888-974-3698. And if you have problem remembering it, just call the station. They'll be able to give it to you.
Yeah, again. We're over here at WTAN in Clearwater, but you can also reach us on our 800 number through the WDCF and WZHR stations. You're listening to the TAN Talk Radio Network. Our phone number is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. Chris, our engineer extraordinaire, he's in the studio today. Hey, Chris, you'd be willing to take calls and get me the phone numbers of people that were interested in tickets, wouldn't you?
I could do that for you, yeah.
Yeah, just if anybody calls in, I mean, if they're driving and they want to get to their nearest phone when they get to the office, they can call you and you can get in touch with me and we'll take the next appropriate step to get those tickets ordered.
Yeah, have a call now. We only got about 5 minutes left. So 727-441-3000 locally or 866-826-1340 is the toll-free number. You got about 5 minutes left.
All right, thanks, Chris. You're the man. So 5 minutes, what else can we talk about? I mean, the Mahaffey Theater is absolutely a beautiful venue. I mean,
it is.
I mean, it's almost worth to go see this just to see the architecture at the Mahaffey.
I know, and they've redone this, you know, every several years they go through a revamp of the architecture inside, and it just gets better and better. It's a great venue.
And it's a great place. I mean, even when they do the intermission, it's worth to walk around the Mahaffey Theater and check out the different photos from different events that have happened there over the years.
Yeah.
So do you know anything about the Lakeland event and the Lakeland facility? Have you been out there at all?
No, I'm not as familiar with that, unfortunately. This is the first year at Lakeland. It's the Lakeland Center.
Okay.
I think it's probably the biggest, given the popularity of this show around the world. I think maybe it's one of the bigger events that the Lakeland Center has had come to its venue yet to date.
Well, with the population shift to going out toward halfway between Orlando and Hillsborough and Tampa, I mean, back in the day in 86 when I came in, I-4 was 2 lanes east and 2 lanes west.
Yeah.
And there was nobody once you got past the downtown core.
And to bring the, you know, the caliber of this type of show to the Lakeland Center is really, really an honor, and I hope the people of Lakeland really take it to heart, because this show has heart.
But it's worth a trip to Mahaffey, though, right?
Either way.
Definitely you need to come to Mahaffey. If they want to see it again, they should go to the Lakeland, right? But we're here to talk about the St. Pete Mahaffey Theater event. But still, it's a great opportunity. If you're anywhere in the state, they've got shows in Orlando, Melbourne, Venice, Jacksonville.
Yeah, whatever venue's the best for you to attend, go there.
That's the thing. It's not so much about what city. We just want you to be there and enjoy the event. Be there with your family. Have a good time. So you're listening to the TAN Talk Radio Network. We're talking to Maureen Gamricki. She's a volunteer helping help produce and promote the Shenyun Oriental Performance.
Shenyun Performing Arts.
What's the matter with me? It's like, hello, I keep messing it up. I need to get my pen and start clicking it. That way I'll remember everything. Uh-oh, Chris has given me the evil eye.
Don't get rid of the pen.
Yeah,
the pen is not my friend.
I hear you. Anyway, Chris and I have a standing joke about my pen clicking all the time. So we're listening to Maureen. Let's go over a couple things. The event is going to be on January 12th and 13th at the Mahaffey Theater. We'd like to thank you all for listening. If you have the opportunity, you can call in. What's the 800 number again? You mentioned it earlier.
888-974-3698 or shenyun.com online.
So Shenyun is shenyun.com. They also got some here, /St. Pete, but I'm more concerned with you just getting on the website and find the city closest to you, because we got listeners all over the nation that are tuning in to us right now.
Correct.
I know I got some people out in Vegas that plug in every Monday afternoon to hear the show. So the Mafia Theater is downtown St. Pete, and they're going to be producing and performing the Shenyun event, both Oriental dance and Oriental music, to an absolute beautiful backdrop. You said something about digital backdrop, so it's not one of those canvas things that you roll up?
No, it's digitized. They have a state-of-the-art projection system that they've developed, very unique, one of a kind, and this projects onto the backdrop the scenes that coordinate with the dance itself. And on some of the dance performance numbers, the dancers actually go into the scene, it's almost a movie that's going on in the back, to help tell the story and then come back onto the stage.
I thought I saw that, but I'm thinking, I didn't want you to think I was cracking up and bring that up. So I remember there was one, he was like a fighter of some type, and he was actually on the stage, and he stepped into the screen, and then he was blown up and on the back screen doing his martial arts kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then he came down and stepped down the steps, and then he was on stage again.
Yep.
It's another one of those, how do they do that kind of stuff?
Exactly. That's a legend that you were seeing.
And then the other thing is, I'm thinking, to have a screen that big, you'd have to have a projector way up behind the audience, and you have all these shadows, but it's behind the performers. So you have this absolutely pristine graphics,
yes,
that you can see everything.
And the colors are coordinated with the costumes. It truly is going to another world for a couple of hours.
It's like watching a big screen TV from the get-go.
Right.
It's get-go.
And the performers perform with their hearts, and I think that the audience feels that. And on the website, you can see different artists around the world and their interpretations. And, you know, you've mentioned a lot of the discipline that goes into this. The discipline and the heart combined is just phenomenal.
Well, I was just, like I said, I was there last year. It's one of those things that you can only explain it if you've seen it live. And that's why you're so good at explaining what goes on at the Shenyun Performing Arts event. It's a great opportunity for local people. And also, with it being close to Christmas, this is a great opportunity for somebody to buy a Christmas gift.
Oh, absolutely.
So you got
the whole family can go to the show.
4 days before Christmas, and you can be ordering your tickets, put them in your stockings as stocking stuffers.
Yep.
And
print them online, print them at home.
Really? If you could
have
that?
Cool. Yep.
So many people buy it. So you've been listening to the Tan Talk Radio Network with my special guest, Maureen Gemricki. And we want to thank you for being here again this year.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to you seeing either Tuesday or Wednesday night, because you know I'll be there.
I'll be looking forward to seeing you.
So
there.
You've been listening to the Tan Talk Radio Network. We'd like to thank everybody for listening, and it has been a pleasure. Have a happy holidays, and we'll talk to you next year.
Experience the brilliance of classical Chinese dance. Experience the wonder of authentic Chinese culture. Shenyun. Coming to the Mahaffey Theater, January 12th and 13th. Call 888-974-3698.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay.
Afghanistan deaths, New Hampshire threats. I'm Chaz Henry. In Afghanistan today...